Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about the disconnect between developers and their bosses on generative AI. It's a hot topic, and we're diving deep.
Absolutely. This article in Lead Dev really hits a nerve. It starts by highlighting a survey that shows a huge gap between what management thinks will boost developer productivity and what developers actually want.
Right. Management's betting big on AI, but developers aren't seeing the promised productivity gains. The article suggests it's because generative AI is often misapplied, focusing on code generation when developers actually enjoy coding.
I see. Interesting. So, the article argues that focusing AI on the entire software development lifecycle, not just coding, is key. And, crucially, getting developer buy-in is essential. Makes sense to me.
Totally. The author emphasizes talking to developers first, understanding their pain points. It even quotes a neuromindfulness coach who points out that imposed solutions erode trust. Something to think about.
Got it. So instead of a top-down AI mandate, the article proposes a more organic approach. Start small, test where it makes sense to the teams, and then scale. Clever.
It makes you wonder why more companies aren't doing this already. The Doro report mentioned in the article backs this up, finding a link between increased AI adoption and improvements in flow, productivity, and job satisfaction.
Fascinating. Doro also offers some really practical strategies like enabling Gen AI across the entire SDLC, rewarding outcomes over time spent, and, most importantly, not mandating Gen AI usage. It's about empowerment, not force.
I'm with you on that. The point about integrating AI seamlessly into the workflow so it's almost invisible is a game changer. Think GitHub Copilot. It's there, it helps, but it doesn't take over.
Precisely. The article suggests AI should be a partner, not a replacement. It's about helping developers do their best work more consistently. And that requires communication and understanding.
Yes. And remember that lost time due to inefficiencies? 30 minutes a day just searching for things, according to the Atlassian report. AI could be a game changer there, helping with documentation, technical debt, infrastructure, things devs don't want to spend time on, but that bog them down.
Absolutely. Think Spotify's Aika, for example, helping with knowledge fragmentation. This article's full of real-world examples. I'm getting excited just thinking about the possibilities.
Me too. And the idea of conversational prompting, treating AI like a pair programmer? Brilliant. It's already happening. GitHub Copilot's code review agent has reviewed millions of pull requests.
But it's not all sunshine and roses, right? The article also acknowledges the challenges. Increased complexity, more microservices, harder debugging. These are real concerns.
For sure. The Harness report mentioned in the article found devs spending more time debugging and resolving security vulnerabilities in AI-generated code. Faster doesn't always mean better. We need to be mindful of that.
Definitely. So, to summarize, the key takeaway here seems to be communication, collaboration, and a focus on the real developer pain points are crucial for successful AI adoption.
Exactly. Don't just throw AI at the problem. Understand the problem first, then explore how AI can be part of the solution. And talk to your developers. It's about working with them, not against them. Great discussion. Thanks for joining, everyone, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.